as many of you that came here solely for the Holy Ghost to possess you, so that you can live your life only according to His will. Open your heart. He's here now. He said, "We should come to me." We have come. He said, "And I will give." Papa, it is time to release. Do your work again, Holy Ghost.
Do your work again,
Holy Ghost.
Do your work again,
Holy Ghost.
Do your work again.
My Father, my God. This is the day of the latter rain. Father, let the rain fall tonight. Father, let the rain fall. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to tell Him what you want tonight. I need eternal life. Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. Somebody. You that came here for the Holy Ghost, open your mouth and ask. Open your mouth and ask. The ministers are going around to lay hands on some of you. Open your mouth and ask.
Send down your power.
Send down your love.
Send down your Holy Ghost.
That's why you are here. What are you waiting for? Open your mouth. He said you will give the Holy Ghost to them that ask Him.
Send down your Holy Ghost.
Ask Him. Open your mouth. That's why you are here. I don't have Holy Ghost to give you. We all came to ask Him. He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. Ask Him now. He will give you. He will give you. It's His promise. It's His promise.
Praise the Lord. We need your Holy Ghost.
We say,
send down your Spirit, Lord.
We praise the Lord.
Send down your Holy Ghost.
We say,
the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord from heaven come down.
So ask Him, ask Him. He's here.
Let us
from your heart, from your heart.
Of the Lord, come down, come down.
Spirit of the Lord,
come down.
Let us speak of the Lord, come down.
Yes, Lord.
Let the Spirit of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the Spirit of the Lord come down, come down.
Let the Spirit of the Lord from the earth.
Let it come down. Spirit
of the Lord
from heaven
my life so beautiful.
Pray, pray, pray. I don't have Holy Ghost to give anybody. But Jesus is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire.
There's nothing greater than this. That's why I love you forever. You made my life so beautiful. And as you have made me an heir. There's nothing greater than thee.
Answer us, Lord. Answer us, Lord.
That's why I love you forevermore. Oh, I want more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
Till then, I want more of you.
I want more of you.
Lord, I want more of you.
I want more of you,
Jesus. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you.
In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. One hand on your chest and be in the spirit. Let the spirit of the Lord come now. Let the spirit of the Lord come now. Jesus name, let the spirit of the Lord come heaven. Lord, have you ordained for today? Just close your eyes. Just open your heart. I don't know how he's going to administer it to you. Yes. Once you answer me amen at this pronouncement, if you want the Holy Ghost, and you can answer me very loud, and your heart can be open. And that is the reason you've been fasting somebody for the past weeks. And you are here ready to receive now. I say, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother, be in the spirit. When it comes on you now, somebody, you will feel fire all over you. Some will collapse as if there is no bone in your body. You will hear a noise in your ears, fire on your eyes. Some will speak in tongues. Some your body will vibrate. Some as if you want to vomit. Receive the Holy Ghost, somebody here, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Who can battle with the Lord? Close your eyes and be in the spirit. It's moving. It's moving. He is moving. Lord, we want to go in the rapture. That is what we are equipping ourselves with. The spirit that resurrected Jesus. Father, we claim that spirit here now. Somebody here, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, inside and outside, be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Infilling of the Holy Ghost. Infilling. That's why somebody is seeing a funnel. A funnel. The Lord is telling you, he wants to fill you now. Somebody here that can answer me, amen. Be filled with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. How many, Lord, for today? Father, pay attention to those your children that the demon husband, demon wife, come to defile them anytime they sleep. They come to give them evil food to eat in their dreams. Father, do something that nonsense will stop, because you have come to take over today, Lord. And for that nonsense demon husband, demon wife, to pack and go out of your life, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, somebody, in the name of Jesus Christ. For every evil covenant to be broken, somebody here, receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. said, for every evil covenant working against you to be broken, receive that power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. For that cause that's been working against you, that's making the enemies to laugh at you, that you are serving God in vain, receive that power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. For any nyama nyama that has been defiling you to pack and go for God to take over your life, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody here, for that power of that sin that you cannot resist, that sin that you cannot resist, that sin that besets you, for that power to be broken permanently out of your life, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody here, for the purpose of God in your life to be fulfilled. Yes, Lord. The Spirit. Be the Spirit. For every evil hand that has been upon you and your family to be cut off permanently because God wants to take over your life, receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. See my God in action. Yes, Lord. That demon has power over you. Yes, because the Holy Ghost has not yet come. Because he's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and fire. When he sees that fire, he must turn back. Yes, for that fire to cover you. Anywhere they call your name in the kingdom of darkness, that fire will appear. Oh, certainly, certainly, certainly. Even now, the blood of Jesus Christ is speaking for somebody now in the camp of the enemy. Yes, Lord. Now lift up your hands to heaven. My Father and my God, our hands are lifted up to you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Okay? Take it. Take it, somebody. Take it, somebody. Take it, somebody. Take it. Take your own. Take your own. Take your own. Take that touch. That touch. That touch. That touch. That touch. That touch. And from today, you will become another man. You become another woman. Receive that fire. As you will shout Holy Ghost fire, that fire will come down. Yes, Lord. That fire that surrounds the children of God, receive it as you shout fire. Holy Ghost! Holy Ghost! Fire, fire, fire fall on us. As in the day of Pentecost, fire fall on us. Holy Ghost! That is the fire the marine kingdom will see and leave you today. Witches and wizards will see and leave you today. That is the fire that keeps you burning, burning, burning anywhere you go. Holy Ghost! Talk to your neighbor. Hold your neighbor. Two. Don't hold your neighbor. Two of you. Those under anointing, leave them. Leave those under anointing. Hold somebody else. There are some of you, they are in the congregation. You already have the Holy Ghost. There are some of you here, through your neighbor, the power of God is going to flow into you. Yes, He's here. Just be in the Spirit. Just be in your spirit, in the Spirit. Somebody here, your angel that has been withdrawn from you all these years, the angel has been restored now. Not the only one, no. Thank you, Lord. Not the only one, no. Angels for your ministry. Angels for your ministry. Every gift, there is an angel behind that gift. It's coming. Be in the spirit. Look at him. Look at him. Somebody. That is him. That is him. You are seeing somebody. That's the angel. That's the angel. That is the angel for your ministry. Hold on, your neighbor. Receive him. Receive him because somebody after today. Yes, Lord. Yesterday, the Lord ministered to me 5 people in the congregation that he said he was going to use worldwide. How many today are here, Lord? How many today, man or woman? Papa, where are the teachers? Where are the prophets? Where are the pastors? Where are the evangelists? Hold your neighbor like that. Through you, the power of God is working on your neighbor. Through your neighbor, the power of God is working on you now. Yes, Lord. Just be in the spirit, somebody. Let the ministers guide them. Guide them. Just guide them. Watch them. Yes, Lord. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost! Say it. I say you will shout, Holy Ghost. You just shout, Holy Ghost. Shout it 4 times. Shall we go? Finally. See him. You don't call him. Hey, you're calling him now. And when you call him, he comes. Brother Brown said, anytime you talk about the Holy Ghost, he comes down. He's here now. Very loud again, 4 times. Holy Ghost, shall we go? Finally. Receive him. You've called on him. You have called on him. Receive him. receive him, receive him, receive him. He is the comforter. He is the teacher. He is the power to break yokes. He is the power to preach the gospel. Receive him, receive him, receive him. Let's call him again. Let's call him again. Holy Ghost, four times shall we go? Receive him, receive him, receive him. Receive him, receive him. Now you call him. Yes, Lord. Who again, Lord? You are holding your neighbor. You are going to pray for your neighbor. You whisper a prayer, Lord. Don't let my neighbor go back the same as he came here. Lord, give him eternal life. Give her your spirit. That is why he came here today. That's why she's here today. That's why he or she has been fasting all these weeks. Father, visit him in a special way. Begin to pray for the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray for the Holy Ghost for your neighbor. Open your mouth and pray for your neighbor. Yes, pray, 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 pray for your neighbor. Pray, 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 pray for your neighbor. Face the altar. Finally, listen to this ministration. Finally, the Lord wants to restore somebody's glory now. That gift that you used to operate when you first gave your life to Christ, or that gift that you were born with as you were growing up, you were noticing that gift. Somebody here, they say you are possessed. They say you are a witch. Hey. And then they took you to a bath. I'm talking, that is somebody here in our midst. They bath you, scrape your hair by a river bank. Say you are possessed for deliverance. Somebody here, they took you for deliverance. Somebody laid hand on you. From that day, that gift ceased. But tonight, there shall be restoration. I said, today, now, there shall be restoration. Now, see my God in action. Now, if it is vision you used to see, and you don't see it again, take your hand and place it on your eyes. If you used to hear a voice but you don't hear that voice again, place your hand on your ears. Okay? You used to dream. Any dream you have, once you wake up, it comes to pass like that. Now you dream, you don't remember. Place your hand on your head. You had a powerful healing gift. Anybody that is sick, you place your hand on that person, the person will be healed. Be ready now, because fire is coming upon that hand. Restoration, Lord. Taking back what the devil has stolen. Restoration time. Restoration time.
Restoration time. Taking back what the devil has stolen. Restoration time.
Restore to me the joy of your
salvation. Oh Lord.
Everybody sing it, sing it.
My God, return to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, oh Lord, my God.
Restore, restore.
Return to me,
yes,
the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, oh Lord, my God. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, you are my God.
Say, say, restore to me.
Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, my God. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, you are my
restore,
God.
Restore, that's our prayer.
Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord,
yes, Lord.
You are my God.
Say, say,
oh
say.
Lord,
one more time, everybody.
Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord, my God.
Restore.
Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh Lord.
He said, I will restore. And this is a restoration ministry. Restoring all that the devil has taken away from you. The canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and the locust. Yes, Lord. God's purpose can never be defeated. That grace he gave you is for a purpose. For we are called according to his purpose. And to fulfill his purpose in your life, he gave you that gift. Yes, Lord. Anything that has closed that gift today, I remove it in the name of Jesus. In your eye, I command your eyes to begin to see those visions again. Let that eye be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. By fire, by fire, by fire. Fire on that eye. Fire on that eye. Holy Ghost! Fire your ears to open and hear the voice of the Spirit talking to you. High Commander, ear, open, 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 because that angel has come back. Who is it, Lord? The angel for that ministry, somebody has it, has it, that angel has come back. Yes, Lord. That angel has come back. You used to dream. I remember. Now you always forget. Yes, Lord. Your memory, spiritual memory, is loose today in the name of Jesus Christ. Strange voice will not speak to you. I say, strange voice will not speak to you. From today, somebody here, as it was before, that hand that is on fire now, anybody, any sick person, you lay that hand upon, that person shall receive healing. Receive that fire. Receive that fire. Fire all over you, all over you, all over you, all over you, all over you. All over you, all over you, all over you. All over you. You used to speak in tongues, but it seems your tongue is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Anytime you open the Bible to read, you don't understand. But today, the spirit of understanding is come upon you now. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That spirit that makes me to understand the Bible. That spirit that made Apostle Paul to understand the Bible. That spirit is here now. Somebody, receive that spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The Lord is removing a spirit of anger from somebody. Anger, anger, anger. Anger, anger. It's a spirit of anger, a spirit that is using anger to destroy somebody's life here. Come out of them, come out of them. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Somebody here, your prayer life has been killed. You used to kneel down, you will pray for hours. But now, once you start to pray, sleep will catch you. Wandering thoughts will come. Today, your prayer life is restored in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, it is the Holy Ghost telling me something here. God raised you to be the one to stand in the gap for your family. Anytime you stand to pray for your family, Satan will be disorganized. It is your prayer that has been keeping your family, somebody here. But Satan has attacked that prayer life so that he will have easy access to your family. Today, your prayer life is restored in the name of Jesus. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. He said I should give him 2 minutes. I don't know what for. He said I should give him 2 minutes. That's why I'm keeping quiet. That's why I say everybody quiet. See my God in action. A snake is walking out of somebody. Python. Complete it, Lord. The head of a python is out, coming out of somebody. I cut off the head of that python in the name of Jesus. I cut off the head of that python in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, your spiritual life will move forward. A hand is lifting up somebody. Yes, Lord. The hand, and that is the hand of an angel. A mighty hand is lifting up somebody from the ground. It's lifting him up. Anybody that your case has been concluded, that you cannot make it in life, that curse has been broken now. I'm telling you, that curse has been broken now. Yes, Lord. Hey, he wants to lose. Who is this person? Everybody, put your hand on your waist. Everybody. Yes, Lord. Leave those under anointing. There is power in the blood of Jesus Christ. And when God saves you, He saves you. It's all around. Your hand or your waist? Your hand like that or your waist? See, I'm telling you, somebody here, for coming here this night, that serpent that has been following you up and down, like a python, I'm telling you, the head of that python has just been cut off. And that's the truth. A curse. Because you came to ask for eternal life. Solomon asked for wisdom. And God added wealth that Solomon did not ask for. And Jesus Christ said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." He said, automatic, other things will be added. For as many of you that partook of this program, this consecration program, and you have made it a duty to come here, some of you even travel outside Lagos to come here, outside the country to come here for this program, it is not only Holy Ghost you will receive. Somebody here, the Lord will lift you up. I say it is not only Holy Ghost you will get. Any other thing you have been looking for in your life, I release it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, somebody does not understand. I am a Bible student and I know how to take the word of God and tie it around God. And He's obligated to fulfill it. I am a deliverance minister, but my own deliverance is not fire. My own not to be like that. When I say come for deliverance, it's for me to invoke the word of God upon you. And God is obligated to confirm his word. For it is written. And what is written is written. I'm a believer of the word. That by his stripes we are healed. And I saw that in the Bible in 1989. And from 1989, this is 2012. A sickler like me before 1989, I gave my life to Christ. From 89 till 2012, now, June 2012, I have not gone to the hospital for anything. When the sickness comes, I will open the Bible and do what the Bible says I should do and remind God, I don't do a move. He said, I should call for the elders to pray. I will call them, say, Mona, lay hand on me, pray for me. That's why when one of these chugwe prophets came one time and said, Pastor, God said you should not allow anybody to lay hand on you. I said, shut up. I don't like that type of revelation. If I'm sick, they're not going to lay hand on me. Abi. How you going to say, they don't lay hand on me? Now, lie, they will lay hand on me. If I'm sick, what going to lay hand on me? Oh? When I see my head, not correct, what going to lay hand on me? Oh? Church! I am a believer of the word. I am quoting the word now. He says, seek ye first a kingdom of God and his righteousness. He said, and all that people are bothering themselves about in the world, automatically, he said, they will follow. They will be added. Therefore, because you have been looking for the Holy Ghost, that's why you came here. Yesterday, today, you'll be here. Any other thing, if you can answer me, amen. And your hand is on your waist. And you can answer me, amen, with your eyes closed. A very loud amen. Any other thing you have been looking for, you have been believing God for, whatever it is you have been praying all these months, all these years, today it is released to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to be sure, those of you outside, you are hearing me. If those who are watching us from abroad through this broadcast, God is touching them there abroad. You outside the auditorium here, you are closer than them, sir. Those of you outside the auditorium, outside in the overflow, outside there, not those inside, those of you outside there, I want your own amen very loud when I make this pronouncement. Only those who are outside, you don't even mind to sit outside there, though there is no seat inside, and you are outside there, and you came here for the purpose of receiving the Holy Ghost. Those of you outside there, because you came for the Holy Ghost, and you can answer me, amen. Any other thing you have been looking for tonight, it is released to you outside there, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the overflow outside, what? Aha. Thank you, Lord. 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 Like a thunder strike outside. Now, outside, those of you who are outside, whatever else you are looking for, now that you came looking for the Holy Ghost, as God added wealth to Solomon's request for wisdom, whatever you have been looking for, In addition to this Holy Ghost, today, I release it to you, those of you outside there, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's our God. Everywhere you are, outside or inside here, from today, your spiritual level has changed. If you can answer me, amen. Anybody, your hand on your waist. If you can look at me, those coming here for the first time, when I say I lose you, hey, in the name of Jesus Christ, you say amen and lose yourself by this prophetic action of turning 360 degrees and face the altar. We are going to do it only once. Turn it and see my God in action. Whoever here, a curse has tied you. A covenant has tied your progress, tied your ministry, tied your spiritual life. Yes, Lord. The benefit of Calvary, he said he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, including eternal life. Eternal life plus. That makes me different from unbelievers. What they are chasing after is automatic for me as a child of God. Somebody here, doors that have been closed against you today, they are open. I say door. The door of blessing that has been closed against somebody here. Because you came looking for eternal life. We did not say you should come here for healing. We did not say you should come here for deliverance. We say come for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you came. Hey. You have positioned yourself for your life to be changed. You know, when people want to attract people to come for a program, they will say all manner of things. We didn't say anything. We said, come and receive Holy Ghost. And we expect only people who want to go to heaven will come. And you came. Hey, she cannot. Any other thing you have been believing God for is lesser than the Holy Ghost. Today, if you can answer me, amen, it is released. Somebody here. Are you looking for a job? For a life partner? For a promotion? A business connection? A favor from a man, from a woman? Healing. A curse in the family to be broken. Whatever you have been believing God for. Fruit of the womb. Hey! Your marriage to be healed. Somebody is taking the heart of your husband away, the heart of your wife. Whatever it is you have been expecting from God all these years, because you came here, it is released. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know how many people understand this man that is standing here. God has called me to watch over his sheep. Oh yeah? Your hand on your waist. Anybody here? The enemy has grabbed you. Like the sheep of David's father. That David was watching over. A bear, another time a lion, came to take that sheep away. And you are here. Like David went after his father's sheep. I'm standing at my office now. Anybody, man or woman, cause or covenant, has tied anybody here. Tie your family. Tie your name. Tie your glory. Your expectation has been tied. Your womb has been tied. Your market has been tied. And you are here. Your visa has been tied. Your certificate has been tied. And you are here. And you can turn 360 degrees. As a shepherd of the sheep of my father. For he is my father and my God. I, Pastor Moses Alu, by the prophetic action, I loose you in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen. Lose them. Lose them to enjoy the benefit of Calvary. Yes, Lord. Those who have been laughing at you from today, they will laugh with you. Somebody here, you have arrived. Somebody say you have arrived. With a joyful noise, announce your arrival, somebody.
Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing, really.